Zog die Gemara daf chav zayin omet beis de top line. Omar Rav Asi, Omar Rav Yoichanan. Zo she sideres amarocha chayev. A zor that was mesare de marocha of the mizbeach. Zog Rashi is chayev misa. Now we had a Gemara at three of machloikas and daf chav dalad. Legabe when a zor is chayev misa. Rav Shita was arba avoid the zor chayev len misa. Zrika and all that it entails, all types of hazois, haktora, all types of haktoras, nisach hamayim once here on sukkahs, and nisach hayayin. That was Rav Shita. Levi was moisif, tumas hadeshen. And then we had an omed beis and chavdalad. Rabbi Yochanan Shita was zo she sidah shnei gizrei eitzim is chayev. Even for sidah shnei gizrei eitzim is chayev, he's also chayev misa. Now, the yisoid machlokes the Gemara wanted to say is. Machloek between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan was what's called a avoided tama, meaning Rav says that only dalal avoidus. Rabbi Yochanan says even sidush negi ze eitzim. What's sidush negi ze eitzim? Because after all, sidush negi ze eitzim is not an avoided tama. It's not the last thing. That sidush evoim comes after it, so it's not the last. And Rabbi Yochanan holds no, it is avoided tama. Why? Because the fact that you do a sidu of evorim, that's a new start. That's something new. But it's tama in the sidu shnegi ze'etim. That's called the end. And always only chayev in the last one.
And we learned from va'avaritem that you only chayev by an avoida tama,
and not avoida sheish le'acha avoida. The machloeket between Rav and Levi was hayamar b'tumas hadeshen. It's avoida siluk. That was the chiddush. Even avoida siluk. It's removal. It's not placing. All the other ones are avoidas matona. Abba Avodas Chayev Aleim is Zrika Aktor and Nischamayim and Yayin Abba Matona. Levi was Mechadish, even Avodas Siluk. That was the three of Machlokes when he Chayev Misa. Now the Gemara says, this is similar to Rabbi Yochanan Al Kaponim. He was talking about Shnei Gizei Eitzim. The Gemara is going to come to Rabbi Yochanan and this Amatsun. But the Gemara right now is saying, it's also B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. It's an extension of Rabbi Yochanan's din. Omer V'Asim Rabbi Yochanan, Zo Shesider Samarocha is also Chayev Misa. Which is also vice versa, called an avodim tama, the last thing. Not stira, it's also Rabbi Yochanan. This does shida gize eitzim, and the shida is marocha. The Gemara at the end of the Amid, Maskva Abzeir and the Ikat Ami is going to ask this kasha that this is not avodim tama, you have the shnei gize eitzim afterwards. In addition, be'etzim, this Gemara, it's not Rabbi Yochanan saying, it's Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yochanan. He held that this was the. Unless it's an extension of that din, we're talking about that sidur. It's sidur. What about every inch of the eight? Maybe that's called in achronim kler in zrika itself. Do you say that avodas tama is only the fourth matona or even the first matona? You have three other matonas after it. No, that's called avodas tama. In this maisa, it's the last thing. So maybe over here also in gizrei eitzim, there's a gizem the sidur marocha. So Rav wants to extend it. The sidur marocha is also the avodas tama. Al Kaponim over here, Rav is B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, is Huadin, Sidu, Amarocha is Chayev. Zog the Mora, Omer Avasi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Omer Avasi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Zol Shesiris, Amarocha is Chayev. Kate Sadu Oysa, what do you do to undo this? Mess up on the Marocha? Porka, you remove what you were Mesada. V'choyz V'soydra, and you put it back. Now the Gemara's Hamin right now is, who is Choyz V'Soydra? The same Zohar. Now, it's a politic, I have mina, but the Gemara asks, Maya Hanile, what did you gain? You removed it, you put it back, you didn't do anything. So the Gemara says, no. Elo porko Zohar, the Zohar has to undo it. At least it doesn't have to be the Kohen to undo it. Undoing it is not an avoid that needs to be done. It can be done by a Zohar. V'Soydra Kohen, and the Kohen is now Mesadrit. Now the Ritva clearly speaks out that what Ketzad Oysa is only to undo the Marocha, but you're not undoing the Misa. The Misa is not suddenly a chazon on the Misa. The Misa is still chayvon. You just have to fix the Marocha, but it doesn't mean you're undoing the Misa by being Perek and not being the Kohen being Soderit again. Now the question is, Mepharshim discussed, it was really the past few Amudim, how does the Tzar come to the picture in these things? How the Tzar is not a Bibar, the Mizbeach, how is he in Parka? What's he doing? So either you can say Taka with a Makel from far, like we had Shchit, you can do from far, all these things you can do from far. That's one way of learning. Another way, the Mikdash David wants to say, that the Issa Knisa on the Zohar is for him to enter. The Issa on the Zohar is to enter. But once he's there ready, why is he there? He's there because he messed up
and he was Mitzadim Arocha, it was also, once he's there, now your hair ready, Mitzadim Mizbeach, fix it, be poirik it, take it off. That's not the Issa Knesset, was his hair ready, which is a Chiddush, because by no Tome Beis HaKvoros, he has to leave every second. When he, usually when there's an Issa Knesset, there's a Chiv Yitzhiya. Like upon him here, he wants to say that he doesn't have the Issa Knesset if he's here ready, and that's what the Gemara means to him to be parakeet. But the pushed away, he's pushed from far, and he does it in such a way. Now, the Mikdash David has the following Chakira. He declares, because the Gemara over here says that the Zor is Pyrik and the Kohen is Chayzev Esaydra. So, what's this whole psul of a Zor? When a Zor does an Avoida, is the Pshat is because when a Zor does an Avoida, it passels. It's a psul. It's a passless. And you messed up what was supposed to be done. If a Zor did the Kabbalah, it's passe. He messed up. It's a passless. Or Pshat the Chisolin is that it's as if he didn't do anything. As if nothing was done. And a male, if you want to be master it now, I day Kohen, you could. Two different ways of looking at it. Is the passless of a Zor a passless that shafts the same psul? Or is it pshat is, it's not a hechsher? And a male, if you have now someone else that wants to do it, you can do it. Now, sometimes you can't fix it up anymore. It's very done. But certain things you could fix up. Zokter and Afkamin and Diskamorah. Zor shesire samarocha. If it's a passless, so it was a psul already. But if the pshat is, it's just not a, it's as if nothing was done. It didn't exist. So it wasn't even done to hechsher. So now you can have a coin. Takadung of hechsher. The mashmoy of the Gemara is that zor parker v'choiz v'soyd v'koyin. So we see it's not a passless. It's just not a hechsher that was done. And merely could be machshar de koyin. Zog the Gemara weiter. Mask of the Reb Zera. Now the Reb Zera has a kasha on this din. V'chiyesh ha'avoydish ha'ksher b'layla psul b'zor. Meaning, you want to tell me that you chayv misa? We're saying now that the zor is chayv misa for sidim arocha. Sidim arocha takes place at night. B'chiyesh lecha avoyde shekshera b'layla. It's chach kosher b'layla. And psula b'zor, it would pass the b'zor. At kere kach that we're saying, the gabi chayv misa. V'loi, frank demor, why not? V'arei avorim b'dorim, after all, it's an avoyde z'layla, and the zor is chayv misa. So that's haktorah. That's one of the four things. That's Rav said already. Zok the Gemara, soif avoided the Yomomihi. No, that's not avoided, it's Laila. That's really a daytime avoider, but it extends to the night. And the Chazanish explains that the vort is that even though it's done at night, but it already has a chshivas of avoider in the daytime. It's called the shame avoider's yoim. So it has that chshivas. That's what you talk about Misa. Mashenka avoider's Laila. It's something that's hukva balaila felt in the chshivas. Yoim tzavoisa is the chosh of avoider. Once it's avoid his lilo, it's felt in the chshivas, it can be chayv misa. And that's a shakatai in the Gemara. V'chiyesuch ha'avoydeh shekshera b'layla, something that's hooked from a lilo, felt in the chshivas of the b'yayim tzavoysoi, is going to be chayv misa. So that we say that evom epdorim is avoided the yomomihi, even though b'metzias it might be lilo. But l'may said, it shops already the chshivas of the yom, it has in it, it's called an avoydeh yom, even though it's nasis b'layla, it has the chshivas of avoydeh yom. Frek the Gemara, v'arei tumas hadeshen. Now, Tumas Hadeshen was Levi Shita. We're going now in Levi, Pashtus. V'rei Tumas Hadeshen, that what? That he's Mechadish, even Avoid Siluk. And it's Avoid Lilo. Tumas Hadeshen, you come, we said Chatzois even. We said Shoif Shlisha Lilo. Or before Kais HaGever, right after. But the point is Avoid Lilo. V'rei Tumas Hadeshen, enter the Gemara, no. Avodei Yechai Misa, why? Because Tchilas Avoid the Yomomi. The same is said, it's the beginning of the Avoid Yomomi. It starts off the day already. The Omar Reb Asi Omar Reb Yochanan Kiddush Yodav LeTumas Hadeshen LeMochen Etzoch LeKaddish. Once you mekaddish Yadayim for Tumas Hadeshen, even if it took place at night, you don't have to mekaddish again in the morning when daybreak hits. You already did Negavasa, so to speak. It's already Chal for the day. So there also the Kiddush Daim Raglaim of the Lilo is for the Yom. It's a Raya that it's a Avodas Yomomi. Shekva Kiddush Mitchilas Avoda. He was mekaddish from the Tchilas Avoda. Zog them over Elakasha. Oh, so for Elakasha. So now we have a Kasha, meaning, why is a Zor Chayiv Misa? It's an Avoidus Lilo. We asked, right? That was the Kasha. Masa Rab Zerim, Chiesh Avoidus Chayiv Lilo Psula Bezor. And then we had a bunch of Kashas on the Kasha. Veloy, after all, Avoidus Bedorim. We said, no, save Avoidus your mama. Tumas Adeshen, Tchilas Avoidus your mama. And bring a Raya. But a component of the Kasha is a Kasha. How is it Shayach that Sidu Hamarocha, a Zor is Chayiv Misa? After all, it's Avodas Lilo. And all the other ones that you find, those are Avodas Yomomi, we said. Those are Tchilas Avodas, Tchilas Seifa Avodah Yamama, Tchilas Avodah Yamama. But Be'etzem Ve'alakasha, why should Zohar B'chayiv Misa Avodah Laila? So the Gemara now changes Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, this was Taka Ki'itma. We're saying now, this is what Rabbi Yochanan said. So it's not a steer. It was a Machlokes Vos of Rabbi Yochanan Gezogt. Ela Ki'itma, Ho Ki'itma. And that would coincide now with what you asked. L'chor Rasidah Magloch is not Avodah Tama. You have the Gizah Sneitzim afterwards. So this is Taka, this was the Rabbi Yochanan that we were referring to. Ela Ki'itma, Ho Ki'itma. Om Rav Asi, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Zoh Shesidah Shnei Gizah Eitzim. And that was the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, which is Taka Avodah Tama. Because the Siddur Avorim is a new Haskola. Zohar Shesir Shnei Gizei Eitzim is Chayev. Why? Hoyel V'avoid Az Yoimu. This Takavar is Yoim. This Avar is Yoim Gizei Shnei Eitzim. Happens in the morning. So Mamela Den Tak Yechai Misa. It makes sense. It's a Cheshivas. Yoim Tzavoy Soi. Yitak Yechai Misa. Zohar Di Gomorra. Maskev Lo Rova. Ela Me'ato. If it's in a regular Avoid Az Yoim. So Tiboy Yepayis. And Rashi explains. Ela Me'ato. Zohar Rashi. The chesiva kulehai shehe avodas yoim v'zor chayvale. There's two conditions over here. Number one, it's an avodas yoim. Number two, azor is go chayv misa, and it's not one of the things that get a pious. It's so choshev that you chayv misa and it's avodas yoim. It's not part of the raffles of the pious. Zok the Gemara, it is nichal on the pious. Ishtamite or the tanya, we have a fair shabrais of a state. Misha zocha betrumas hadeshen zocha besidu marocha besidu shnei gizri eitzim. The one that won the Trumas Hadeshen, the pious, is Taka, the one that also does the Siddur Maroch and the Siddur Shnei Gizei Eitzim. So there is an actual pious on it. Not an individual pious for it, but it's Nichal in the original pious. And that's why Taka, it wasn't counted. We had a Kasha a few blad ago that L'chor the Shnei Gizei Eitzim and Ben Abayim, that should be considered another two. And then the other one should be considered, it should be considered another one in the morning. So we said, no, whoever is Zoych in the Marocha is the one that was Zeichen Trumas Hadeshen. Here we're saying Al-Kaponim, it's also Shnei Gizei Eitzim, but the Maaseh, there's two Kavim, that was the Cheshem before. But the point is, it's the girl of Trumas Hadeshen does the Shnei Gizei Eitzim. Zog the Gemara, Lememro, Da Avoidas Yoim Bo Yipayis? Avoidas Laila Loi Bo Yipayis? You're telling me Pais is Mitli Toli and Avoidas Yoim, like we're saying now, it's a Yoim Tzavoyis, it's a Chosh Vezach? Zog the Gemara, Zog Rashi, Mida Askev Rova Elamiato Tiboy Pius. Once Rova asked a Kasha, that if it's Avodah Yoim and it's Chayiv Misa Shebechiva, Chayiv Pius, Michlal Hach Avoidah Boy. The Bachus goes, Michlal the Hach Avoidah He the Boy. Mean Mashma that you need this an Avodah Yoim to be Chayiv Pius. It's Hach Avoidah. You need Dafkan Avodah Yoim to be Chayiv Pius. So Zog the Gemara, after we established, after Rava asked his kasha that elameato chiboye pious, that means that this is the criteria of a pious. Lememet avodis yom boye pious, avodis lada loboye pious. V'arevom ipdorim, like we said before, there's a pious. Zogdim, oh no, that's not fair. Seif avodis yomomi, it's taka avodis yom. Fregmo zeim kasha v'arei trumas hadeshen, which after all is takes place at night. Now the Gemara doesn't answer over here. Tchilas avoided Yamamahi, like we said before. So that would answer the kasha. No. Zog the Mogam Mishumaisa Shahoya. The reason why Trumas Hadeshen has a pious, because of the story that took place when they ran out the ramp and there was a stabbing or there was a broken leg. And not because of Tchilas avoided Yamami. And that's Taisa Kasha on the top. So Taisa is Tamali. Micah Porch, Amaila Mishani, Tchilas avoided Yamayomi, Kirishin Lel. Why do you have to say Nutrutzim? That's true. My story is talking the reason. But why can't you just go with the same Mahalakha we said on the top of the Ahmed? Tchilas avoided Yamami. You want to stell avek the bina tavayu avoid as yoim umisa bizar. You need both conditions, Taki. You need avoid as yoim and misa bizar in order to mechayev pious. So similarly, Tosis is saying that since you want to stell avek, you need two conditions. So we don't want to just answer tchilas avoid yomami because it's not just tchilas avoid yomami that why you chayev on. It's also the pious. The pious not just tchilas avoid yomami. It's Tchilas Avodah Yomama, it's Avodah Yom and Chiyuv Misa. So we don't want to say something that's lacking half the condition, so we say the Ma'aseh, which is the truth. Second Tosafot says, the Lish, the comment that says Avodah Laila, so Meili Yitaka can answer this. Zok the Gemara, Lememre Avodah Yom, V'shezor Chai V'le Misa Boi Payas, you're telling me that what, these are Taka the two conditions, Avodah Yom and Zor Chai V'le Misa needs a Payas. However, Ein zor chayv ala misa. Even if it's in Vardis Yom, lo boi payas. Vare shchita. We all know shchita is an avodas yom. And it has a payas. And yad chayv misa. A zor is kosher for shchita. So we see clearly there's a payas in avodas yom without chayv misa. Vare shchita. And to the Gemara, shayne shchita the tchilas avodi. It's a special chashivus about shchita. Everyone wants to start it off. Shchita tchilas avodah. Tchilas avodah has a pious because of shchivas of tchilas avodah. Even though a zor is not chayv misa, a zor is even mutter. Zogt ma omer azut v'tem Ravashi va'anon loy tnan hochi. After all, we did not learn like this. Zogt the Gemara, why? State in Mishnah Leidan Chofches. Omer lema memuna. Before you shechtif to make sure it's daybreak. Now look if it's man shchita. V'iluzman shtei gizre etzim loikotoni. Now it doesn't say by shtei gizre etzim to make sure that it's daytime. So you're stelling avek. We're stelling avek right now. That what? That shnei gizre etzim is avoidas yoim. That's a kamaras kasha. V'olan loitan hochi. We just answered before. Gizre etzim is avoidas yoim. L'chayre, we see clearly it's not an avodas yoim. Why is it not an avodas yoim? Because we said, Rabbi Yechonon zor chayev misa on gizre etzim, hoiv avodas yoimi. So l'chayre, it's not an avodas yoim. But raya, we didn't say a proclamation of see if it's igiyaz mana yoim. By shchita, we take to say, tzuru imigiyaz mana shchita. But by shayz gizre etzim, we don't say, so vayis is not an avodas yoim. Bilu's man shay gizre etzim like a toni. Now, even though it says in the Pasuk, Baboika, Baboika, so how could it not be an Avodas Yoim? So the Ritva says that would mean an Avoida of Boika, Baboika, meaning earlier, like we said earlier in the Gemara, Baboika, Baboika, meaning earlier morning, meaning like even Bachatzois, like Tumas Adeshin, Baboika, Baboika, even an earlier one, ten Boika, Laboika. So that would make that a riot that it's Tafka in the morning. Bakaponim Mara says we see clearly we didn't say proclamation of Igiyaz Man. Zog the Gemara, the Teret says, Hach the Leste Takanta Katoni. Like we started off the Gemara, the beginning. You can maybe misaken it. Shchiti can't be misaken. Shchiti can't be misaken. Once it's shechted, it's shechted. The simonim are shechted already. Something you can't be mishechted. We're not looking for a mess up. So we make sure there shouldn't be a mess up when it's mixing up the levona with the chama. So we make sure, hey, apnei amizrach. Make sure that it's ready. Avodas boika. Masha'enkin, something which is fixable. So we don't have to make a ganze proclamation. And look, because the mice, even if it was done by Laila, it could be done in the day still afterwards. Zogt Rashi. This is takanto. The less the takanto im nishchat belaylo. This is takanto im sidron belaylo. Pork on the choyz of a sidron beyoyim. The kach lo yitrichu lalas legag. You have to go up all the way on the rooftop. Liroy se migia. She oysa ha teuch lo yitrichu ele she pam achas. Ola me oyra avonu. Why did the whole make this tircha? Because once there was a mix up and it was oyra avonu ve dimu she era mizrach. Ve shokta se tomet. Once you shecht, you messed up. Kedekton le per gimel. Ava sidr, gzirin, sidur, bekarka, azora, mishair, amizrach, avadetz in the daytime, vim tor, bim oil of honor, even if he messed up and it's really at night and it's the moon rays, lo ichbezlu, tzereyesh takon abedobi, you can still fix it up. Let's just see this taste of shonim over here, in Diba Amaschil, in the Gemara before said, v'chiyeshcha avoyde shekshar belaylo psula bezor, miho zor vaday muzra lei. Avada, even if you're not going to be chayav misa, there's no question that his zor is muzer. Dichsiv, like Rashi really said in the beginning of the sugi by Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, Avada is muzer. Dichsiv, tzaves ha'aron, hi ha'oila al moikta, ulel nami aminon, de siduk zirin boi kuhuna, aval hocha aginon, what's the whole sugi? Like Rashi says, b'psul misa. In fact, the teishon of him, toimar, minayin lonu she'en kam psul misa, maybe taki or chayav misa. Who said that you're not chayav misa? Lefi sheik sheira belaylo. Ho gabi zora korev yumus likes of yoim. Mechatesi yoim is a criteria, a condition of chiyavisa. It doesn't say zora korev yumus dafka be yoim. So maybe avoid a zora. Could even be belaylo. Veloim ematinon laylo. And mechatesi maid laylo. Zok the teisonim yesh leimar. De pshitele. Shein avoid a chshuva elo shel yoim.
So this is really what the Chazanish was coming from. There's a chshivas in the avoider that can shaft the misa. Even if you don't have a ribui that says a special pasuk that by zaris chayav misa only by yoim. But since we know that it's not an avodah chashuv because nish b'yayim tzavoysoi, so it can't be that the chayim misa if it does, if it's not called an avodah z'yayim. Now the Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, that's a new way of Ikad Amri in the Mask of Rav Zera that we had in top of the Omet of Chiyesh Chavayish Shecher B'Layla B'Sula B'Zor. We'll stop over here by Ikad Amri.